The optimum population, said Mustafa Mond, is modelled on the iceberg. 8/9 below the waterline, 1/9 above.
And they're happy below the waterline?
Happier than above it. Happier than your friends here, for example, he pointed.
In spite of that awful work?
Awful?
They don't find it so. On the contrary, they like it. It's light, it's childishly simple, no strain on the mind or the muscles. 7.5 hours of mild, unexhausting labour, and then the soma ration and games and unrestricted copulation and the feelies. What more can they ask for?
True, he added. They might ask for shorter hours, and of course we could give them shorter hours. Technically it would be perfectly simple to reduce all lower caste working hours to 3 or 4 a day, but would they be any happier for that? No, they wouldn't. The experiment was tried more than a century and a half ago. The whole of Ireland was put onto the 4-hour day. What was the result? Unrest and a large increase in the consumption of soma, that was all. Those 3.5 hours of extra leisure were so far from being a source of happiness that people felt constrained to take a holiday from them. The Inventions Office is stuffed with plans for labour-saving processes.
Thousands of them.
Mustafa Mond made a lavish gesture.
And why don't we put them into execution? For the sake of the labourers. It would be sheer cruelty to afflict them with excessive leisure. It's the same with agriculture. We could synthesize every morsel of food if we wanted to, but we don't. We prefer to keep 1/3 of the population on the land, for their own sakes, because it takes longer to get food out of the land than out of a factory. Besides, we have our stability to think of. We don't want to change. Every change is a menace to stability. That's another reason why we're so chary of applying new inventions.